This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I didn't want to mention this at the end of the last segment. I thought we might get disconnected. So here it is. What's up with royalty and sex? We have Prince Charles, married to Diana Spencer, one of the prettiest girls on the planet, and he goes for Camilla. What's up with that? What's up with homosexuality and these aberrations in the royal family? What's up?
As far as I can tell, they are descended from Vlad Dracul of Transylvania, the literal historical Count Dracula, and they have chosen to go with his side. And Prince Charles has quite literally bought Count Dracula's castle in Transylvania. And if you ask any of the native, ordinary Transylvanians what they think of their lords and ladies, they will tell you that they hate them and that they've always hated them and that they wish that they would just go away because they have been vampires and child molesters and generally all-around devil worshippers for hundreds and hundreds of years. And some examples of that are Vlad Dracul himself. And as far as I'm concerned, there's been speculation on the internet, by the way, that Prince Charles is actually the reincarnation of Vlad Dracul because his facial features are so similar to Count Dracula's. They actually really are. We've got drawings of Vlad Dracul. And they look just about exactly like Prince Charles. And his cousin at the time was a woman by the name of Elizabeth Báthory, okay? Now, Elizabeth Báthory believed in bathing in the blood of young virgins to maintain her youth. And she was also fond of making pretty garden ornaments by ordering her servants to stand in her courtyard in the middle of Transylvanian winter and then dumping cold water all over them and ordering them to stand there where they were until they froze to death to make, quote-unquote, pretty garden ornaments for her courtyard. These people have always been disgusting. And it's an absolute, it's a shame doesn't even begin to cover it. You know, Queen Elizabeth never should have married Prince Philip. Prince Philip is the direct descendant along the male line of Count Dracula. And if you look at Queen Elizabeth's mother and father, they were actually halfway decent people. And you know, the Queen Mother especially, she was a really nice lady. And I know that because my grandmother was actually neighbours and personal friends with her. when they were both young women together. They were literally next door neighbours, meaning that my grandmother's estate, that was her grandfather's estate, where she used to go for holidays as a young child, was quite literally the next door neighbour to Balmoral. And she met the Queen Mother when they were little girls. And, you know, or it may not be Balmoral, it may be the Bowes Lyon estate. But wherever it was, you know, I'm not quite clear on that point. But my grandmother was literally neighbours and best friends with the Queen Mother when she was a little girl up until about the age of 26. And my grandmother could never speak highly enough of the Queen Mother. She thought that she was a lovely lady, absolutely fantastic, you know. But Queen Elizabeth, I don't know what she even saw in Prince Philip, because he wasn't even particularly attractive back in the day. He's never been particularly attractive, you know. They're inbred. They worship the devil. They, you know, they have this weird satanic, pedophilic, blood-drinking, vampiric nonsense for hundreds of years, and they're not going to repent of it anytime soon.
When you say that, the question comes up, how have they gotten away with this? How have they gotten away with child molestation for all these years?
I don't know. I would say that the people have just been really frightened of them. I would say that the British people have been fooled, okay? That they experienced a little bit of republicanism back during the English Civil War, but it all went horribly wrong because the guy that they got in was much worse than the guy that they kicked out and beheaded, which was Charles I. And Oliver Cromwell was... Charles I was actually not that bad as a king, but Oliver Cromwell beheaded him, and it turned out that he was a megalomaniac tyrant who began taxing people's windows and chimney places. You know? So that's why the English have not wanted to go back to a republic ever since. You know? But, you know, I don't think that they will. But I think that if Prince William wants to have a long and happy reign, then he needs to renounce this whole pedophile thing. He needs to right now be working all that he can to assert the freedom, maintain the freedom of Tommy Robinson. I think that if there's anyone who could make Tommy Robinson free, that would be Prince William. And if he did so, he would win the hearts forever of the British people. But I think that he might be a little bit frightened of the whole Dracula crew as well. You know, because of what they did to his mother, they murdered Diana. There's basically no question about that. But he needs to grow a set, and he needs to stand up to them, and he needs to say, I don't care if I'm never the king, you're going to set Tommy free, and I'm going to take up his case. And that's probably one of the only people in the royal family who could stand up, because from what I've seen, Prince William's name just never seems to come up in these lists of pedophiles that I've seen. Okay? And apparently he's married, he's happily married, and, you know, his wife is a lovely lady, and he's got a couple of gorgeous children. He needs to look at those children and think to himself, if he wants for them to live in the type of Britain that is emerging because of the deeds of his father and his grandfather. does he want for his beautiful children and his lovely wife to be ruling this country one day? And if the Muslims have their way, he won't be ruling it. He'll be deposed like the Shah of Persia if the Muslims have their way. They hate him because he's actually a halfway nice, decent person. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and so my question is, obviously, why, in your opinion, was Diana murdered? What, many of us believe that she was murdered, but why?
I believe that she was murdered because there was a multiple of reasons. One thing, Prince Charles wanted to marry Camilla and couldn't get a divorce. That's bit of enough on its own. And Princess Diana would not shut up about what they were all really like. That they were basically a family of deranged psychopaths. That's, if you look back in the history books, she was giving interview after interview after interview after interview. And I remember this because I was an adult when all this happened, and maybe a lot of people listening out there hardly even remember Princess Diana. But I was 22 when she died. I remember her well. And, you know, she'd married into a family of deranged loons and who were Satanists on top of everything. And she wouldn't shut up about it. And I believe that she knew a lot more information than what she said publicly, and that she was going to reveal a lot more information. But then, on top of everything, she fell in love with Dodi Fayed. And there's been, you know, reports or rumors circulating that at the time of her death, she was 4 weeks pregnant with Dodi Fayed's baby. That's possibly another reason why they would want rid of her. But, you know, Muhammad Al-Fayed and Dodi Al-Fayed, they might be Muslims, but they don't seem to have been the most horrible people. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and also Diana's
trying to assimilate into their new country.
And Diana was an advocate spokesperson and spoke out against landmines. And she thought that the horrors of landmines needed to cause a worldwide ban on landmines because of the horrific injuries of people just who stepped on them.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of money to be made.
The pedophile thing of Jerry Savelle and all the rest of it, because she was hobnobbing with all the people in, you know, the entertainment industry. And she had friends, she had on her friends list, Elton John and Michael Jackson and all these people who have been, you know, sort of been implicated on the fringe of the whole pedophile thing. Okay? And so I believe that she knew quite a bit about what was going on with things like the Lolita Express. Okay? And she probably had figured out what was going on with Michael Jackson.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, we know that there are sick people. We know that they're pedophiles. We know that this happens. But we don't like to think that it happens at the top. We don't want to think that our governments, our government corporations, are infected with this. We don't want to think that Silicon Valley is infected with this. We don't want to think that royalty is infected with this. But from your thoughts, do you think that there's a greater percentage of this sickness at the top versus the bottom 93% of us?
I'd say definitely, yeah. And that's just not only been my experience, but it's also been the experience of speaking with people who, and just observing people who are at the top or have access to people at the top, okay? It's really, really sad. I've heard it said that children for the purposes of rape are like a currency to these people. And unfortunately, that is what I have, that's what I've observed. And I think that David in Illinois, has got probably a parallel set of experiences, except for the fact that I was into protecting my children from this, and his father was not into protecting him from this. You know, that his father was into, associating with these particular people. You know what I mean, Vincent?
Yeah, and I'm wondering if once a person gets involved with this ilk that they can't get out, meaning you know too much and, you know, if there's a slip of the tongue, well, of course you're going to have to pay the price, the ultimate price.
I think that's how it is. I believe that's what happened to Michael Jackson. I believe that probably he, you know, did compromise. He probably did molest some boys somewhere along the way, and possibly quite a lot of them. But in the end, his conscience got to him, and he turned against them. And that is clearly shown in his very last music video, which is entitled, All I Really Know Is That They Don't Really Care About Us. And if anyone can go on YouTube and look up that music video, and they will be enlightened as to maybe why the reason was that Michael Jackson was assassinated. And this is why, you know, when a lot of people say, oh, he was such a bad guy, I say, listen, he's been thrown to the wolves by the press. If you really look at his life, he ended up turning against the pedophile cartel in the end, and he was going to start exposing them big time back in the day, and that's why they murdered him. The stakes here are very, very high. I would not let them have my boys, and they tried to murder me, and they tried to murder my son in the Eildon State Forest, but we got away. And
if you look at the early days of the Beach Boys, the musical group, if you look at the early days of the Beatles, I'm talking about 1964, they were relatively clean cut, if not clean cut. If you look at all those bands, they were clean cut. But if you look at the end of the Beach Boys, they became pretty seedy looking. If you look at the end of the Beatles, they became pretty seedy looking. They went from having music that was fun to listen to music that was a little weird. And if you look at today's music, well, I can't even call it music, if you listen to people who attempt to perform in the music world, the women wear these scanty outfits. They're not... the Supremes didn't dress in bikinis and bend over. They could actually sing, and other groups could sing, and it was, they had lyrics, they had an interesting beat, they could actually perform without stripping down to almost being naked. So now we've lost that, and I think that's what some of what you're talking about with the music industry and Michael Jackson.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confetti is flying in New York City as a parade to honor the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team's World Cup win is underway.
This man, who is among the 2 million people lining the parade route in Lower Manhattan, says,
"The costumes, the patriotism, it's incredible."
Along the parade route, New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo just signed a bill to mandate equal pay for men and women soccer players when they play in New York. A New York federal judge is blocking the Department of Justice's actions to change the entire legal team in the citizenship census question case. The judge saying the DOJ failed to provide a reason for changing all the lawyers. The Supreme Court blocking putting that citizenship question on next year's census survey, questioning the reason the government provided. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
No, there's something
else. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my...
When you go to
the PC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth, you and I have been broadcasting for years now. And Gwyneth Isaacs is not your name. You've mentioned that it's a nom de plume. I'm not revealing anything that you haven't said before. So if someone were to look up royalty and Gwyneth Isaacs, they probably wouldn't find it. However, are you of royal blood?
I'm British blue blood. On both my mother and father's side, okay? As far as I know, I'm not related to the royal family. But I am related to a very, very prominent British banking family. Very well-known British banking family. Okay? And I'm possibly related to at least one United States president. Because one thing I remember my dad saying to me when I was a little girl about his family, which is the banking family, he said, we are all through Europe, and in France they have the French version of the name, which is associated with the diamond industry, and in the and in Germany there's another branch of the, in France there's a branch of the family which is associated with high fashion, and in Germany that's the branch of the family that is associated with the diamonds trade, and it's all one big family. When you get to the Blue Bloods, they don't have a country of their own. They just go in and they perform the function of being the nobility of all the other countries. Okay? So they'll have a French branch of the family, they'll have a British branch of the family, and they'll have a German branch of the family, and they'll have an Italian branch of the family, and an American branch of the family, and it's all one big family. And that's how the Blue Bloods operate. And my mother also comes from a Blue Blood family, and it was her grandmother. Sorry, it was her mother. That was neighbours with Elizabeth Bowes Lyon. And that means that their vast estate was sitting next to the Bowes Lyon's vast estate. Okay? So that's what I mean by next door neighbours. And we're talking about tens of thousands of acres of land here. That is the type of estate that these people have. So that's what I mean when I say about, you know, the families. But as far as I know, I'm not related to the royal family.
Okay. And when you say Blue Bloods, what does that mean?
Okay. That means it's a phrase that came a few hundred years ago. It doesn't mean police, okay? It means that we have a genetic trait where our blood vessels in our wrist are very, very close to the surface, okay? They are so close that you can see them directly underneath the skin of the wrist, and the blood looks as if it's flowing blue underneath the wrist. And that's a genetic trait that this particular lineage has. And if you get somebody whose wrists are like that, then probably they have some or quite a bit of blue blood ancestry. And that's the reason why they're called blue blood. But they are descended from a man by the name of Ashkenaz. And Ashkenaz was the son of Japheth, who was the son of Noah. Okay? Now, Japheth is the ancestor of all the white people. Okay? Shem is the ancestor of all the Middle Eastern and Asian people. And Ham is the ancestor of all the African people. Okay? And Aborigines as well. So, and you look at the world, and that is still how ethnographically they're more or less referred to. They're referred to specific people. They're referred to as being Hamitic people, and they're referred to being as Japhethic people. But the Ashkenazim, there is a branch of the Ashkenazim that actually married into the Jews when they went into exile in Europe. Okay, when the Jews had to flee for their lives from the Muslims back in the day, they went to Europe, and because they were very clever, because they were tended to be goldsmiths and jewelers, they got to meet the Ashkenazim, and they married into the Ashkenazim. Okay, and I do have some Jewish ancestors, female Jewish ancestors. But I want to say to my fellow Ashkenazim, it is a big mistake for you to refer to yourselves as Jews, because you're not. And it actually says in the Bible, there's actually a Bible verse, I think it's in the book of Ezekiel, that says, "Woe to you that say that you are Jews and you are not." So although I say my name is Isaac, I'm not calling myself a Jew. I'm not a Jew. It's because my husband had a Jewish surname, but he wasn't a Jew either. His ancestor just married. that's a whole other story. But he, through a marriage, he ended up with a Jewish surname when he wasn't really a Jew either. Okay, that's, you know, I'm not going to go into the details of that particular story right now. But that's the reason why I use the name Isaac. I'm not claiming to be a Jew. But there are a lot of British blue bloods and European blue bloods who claim that they are Jews, and they're not. They're Ashkenazim. They're descended from Ashkenaz, who is the son of Jacob. They weren't even from Shem. And Shem was the ancestor of Abraham, and Abraham was the grandfather of Jacob, the father of the Jews. Okay, that's how it is. That's just basic world history. Go and pick up a Bible and read it for yourself. But yeah, this, if you don't understand this sort of ancient history, you don't understand anything, and you've got no hope of negotiating what's going to come. If you want to negotiate what's going to come, you need to get a Bible and you need to read it, because that gives the details of all the things that have been and also all the things that are coming. And you'll be able to say it literally chapter and verse of what's coming, because there's a massive collapse coming. It's called the apocalypse, okay? And you can read about it in the Apocalypse of John. I believe that's what it's called in the Catholic Bible, right? In the Protestant Bibles, they call it the Revelation of John, or the Revelation of Jesus Christ. It's the last book in the Bible. And everyone ought to go out there, find a Holy Bible and read it. Because it's that important. Does that make sense?
Yes. And so if you look at your wrists, Gwyneth, do you see the veins popping out?
Yeah. And I've had doctors and nurses comment, gee, your veins are really close to the surface. And I'll say, yeah, I know.
And does that mean that you are white?
I'm white with copper hair. And not only that, in my series of reincarnations, it's appeared that I actually prefer to be white. You know, and that's not a racist comment. Because if you want to reincarnate lifetime after lifetime as a Maori or an Aborigine or an African or an Asian, go for it. You know? Some people that just reincarnate as white people or Italians time and time again, or, French people over and over again. And some people decide that they're going to reincarnate all over the place. You know, and that's okay too. But it's a good thing to be white, because white people basically built the modern world.
Gwyneth, when you look at your wrists, well, I mean, I'm sorry, the tops of your hand, do your veins pop out as well?
Yeah. They're all really, really close to the surface.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You know, I'm looking at my hands and my wrists, and my veins are popping out, and they look blue to me. I mean, they are really, really prominent. Really prominent. Now, is that what you expected me to say? Or not?
Well, it doesn't surprise me, because the Finellis in Italy have a reputation for being a really, really powerful family. Okay.
What family?
The Finelli family in Italy, a very powerful family. And they have been a very powerful family for many, many hundreds of years. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was a lot of blue blood breeding in there, you know, because Italy has, you know, Italy's got a reputation of running the world for a long time. And people forget that today, but it's still true. And much of the world is still run from Italy, and they forget that too. That the law of the sea is actually administered from the Vatican. That means the whole Admiralty system and all the road rules are all administered from the Vatican. Did you know that, Vincent?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Italian. So, they still run the
show. Let me ask you, Gwyneth, based on what you know of me, and when I pick up the mantle and try to defend morals and values, is this something that I cannot help? Because it seems to just happen. I don't go looking for fights, but I find myself in a whole bunch of fights. And
I'm with Dr. Shealy and Dr. Rick Miller on this one. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Dr. Norm Shealy have both been talking about reincarnation and epigenetics. And I listen to them and I say to myself, mate, you've hit the nail on the head. And even Alex Jones has started saying the same things. He doesn't believe in reincarnation, but I believe that he's reincarnated. I believe that he's the reincarnation of Winston Churchill. Because if you look at him and you look at a photo of a young Winston Churchill, mate, that's a spitting image. They could be twins, mate. And not only that, people forget that when Winston Churchill was a young man, before he got into politics, guess what he did for a living? He was a journalist. Did you know that?
Well, his oratory was spectacular.
Oh, yeah. He was a wordsmith first class. But he cut his teeth, and I believe that Alex Jones is the reincarnation of Winston Churchill. And he couldn't help himself. He just had to come back and fight this good fight.
Mm-hmm. And, Gwyneth, you are a wordsmith first class as well. And we come back. Tell us about your website. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Gwyneth, I've seen your work. You are a world-class wordsmith. Can you tell us about your website and your book, please?
Okay. I have recently published a book called The Lover of the Pirate King. It's available on Amazon.com, but if you email me, or if you send me a message on Facebook at my Facebook page, which is Gwyneth Isaacs, and you'll know you've got there because there'll be, you know, a couple of highwaymen and a highway lady at the top. And, you know, you can get a copy off me personalized. I won't be able to sign it because it'll be drop shipped from Amazon, but I can have a personal comment on it for just $10, which is cheaper than you'll find anywhere. But I have to mention quickly, Vincent, my computer this week died. It's 13 years old, and it finally packed it in earlier this week. It's not the hard drive, it's the CMOS, the ROM BIOS chip. If there's anyone out there in the listening audience who would really love to bless me, then, you know, if they feel moved by the Holy Spirit or whatever to help me out with about $250 to get a second-hand computer from the local pawnbrokers, that would be a big help because I haven't got a computer at the moment. I've got my cell phone, which has the internet, and I can still access my email, and I can still access Amazon, and I can still access Facebook, but I can't write at the moment, unfortunately.
How about this? How about if someone wants to buy you one on eBay, eBay Australia, and have it shipped to you? Would that be okay
yes,
as well?
That would be fine. Okay. If they want to do that, then they can ship it to our post office, Bendigo. 3550. That's Bendigo. And if they just send me a email telling me what they're going to do, and I will tell them my real name. So so that I can pick up the post from Bendigo. Because at Bendigo, they have no idea who Gwyneth Isaacs is.
Okay. Gwyneth, is this... Is it appropriate to say that you have no money at this point?
I'm really, really financially struggling. And if you could buy books, that would really, really help me. Okay? And, you know, we can get food, and I'm getting my vegetable gardening happening, but I'm really fortunate that I own my own home outright and that I've fought my municipality on the property tax issue. Otherwise, I would really be sunk right now. But I've fought the municipality on the property tax issue, and I've won because they put their foot in it. They put out a court order with a fraudulent judge's name on it, and the judge didn't exist.
Let me say it this way. So you have eliminated your property taxes. You have no homeowner's insurance. You have no automobile, no truck payments, no car payments, no gasoline, no heat because you heat with wood. You get your rainwater from your roof. So you have your animals are your food. Your garden is your food. And roadkill is what you use to feed your animals. Is that correct?
Yep. Basically,
okay.
Yeah, that's about it. And most of the money that I get from my little government check goes on food and trying to maintain an internet connection and a phone.
And that's it, period.
And that's it. So, but like I say, if you could buy books, that will really, really help me. Okay, and if you don't want to read the bits that are a bit saucy, just skip over them because it's still a jolly good tale anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's you know it's written so that you can skip over the bits that maybe are a bit spicy and you don't lose the gist of the story. You know what I mean? So it is a romance novel. It does have saucy bits. But you can skip over the saucy bits and not miss out the context of what happens in the novel because it actually does have a plot.
Have you considered writing about the Blue Bloods and what it's really like?
I have written about that a little bit. Actually, I have written a book. It has not been published yet. About my past life as Lady Catherine Ferrers. And she was a British blue blood. She turned highwayman back during the English Civil War. And, you know, so I have written a book, and that's probably the next one that's going to be published. Okay, but if anyone wants to email me, that's GUINEITH@gmail.com. And if anyone wants to connect you with a computer, you need to email me so that I can give you my real name so that you can send it to someone who can pick it up, which is me.
Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you, and you have a lovely day, won't you?
God bless.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.